Hello there, my nerdy friends. My name is Neff, and here's your Daily Nerd Devo. Summer is in full swing, and with summer comes blockbuster movies. So, every Friday for the next 10 weeks, we'll be celebrating one of the most high-speed, entertaining, and physics-defying blockbuster film franchises of all time. Ladies and gentlemen, put on your seatbelt, rev up your engines, and talk about family, because it's time for Fast and Furious Fridays. This week, we're starting off by taking a look at the very first installment, The Fast and the Furious, released in 2001. Spoilers ahead, just so you know. Now, in this story, we find Brian, a cop working for the FBI, to infiltrate the street racing scene to find out who's responsible for a series of mobile thefts on the highway. Along the way, he befriends a group of racing buddies that are as close as family, eventually joining them. He finds a brotherly relationship with the leader, Dom, and a romantic relationship with Dom's sister, Mia. Unfortunately for Brian, he's forced to choose between his new friends and doing the right thing when he finds out that they are the gang of thieves he's been looking for. So he probably could have picked better friends, but he was doing his duty. For most of us, though, we're not taking down a gang of thieves. So we're able to be more selective on who we let into and who we let influence our lives. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11, "But now I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother if he is guilty of immorality or greed, or is an idolater, reveler, drunkard, or swindler, not even to eat with such a one." And to spell it out more clearly, and Brian could have really used this advice, later on in that same book, in chapter 15, verse 33, it says, "Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals." So definitely keep the influence of bad company out of your heart. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't reach out to these people. Jesus hung around greedy tax collectors and adulterers, but he was there to impact their lives. We are a light on a hill. We can let God use us to bring life and light into the world, whether it be to a rogue street racing cop or a gang of fast-paced thieves. Everyone deserves to know Jesus and his love. So keep your heart protected, but reach out to those whose hearts need changing. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Neff for your Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, be blessed and always be a blessing.